Hello, everyone. Friday night, you know the drill. Me and Max this week, we've got a guest from Lincoln and a guest from Posh to join us later on. But before we get started this week, I just wanted to thank our partners for this weekend's fixture. That's Prime Vehicle Sales. You know the drill by now. This is my mum's business. She sells used cars and vans. They are based down in Sawtree. I would simply love it if you could all head to primevehiclesales.co.uk and check out their stuff. If you are in need of a new van, they do some quality body kits and new tyres for them as well. It's all funky stuff, well out of my remits. The next thing to tick off before we move on, as you'll see below me here, if you haven't seen it already, you are not an Up the Poshcast fan. If you're a Lincoln fan and you want to vote for us, that would be much appreciated as well. Head over to the FCA website, which is just ticking along at the bottom now, as you can see there. Drop Up the Poshcast your vote for the best club content creator in the Football League. That would be much appreciated. And with that said, Max, how are you?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm looking forward to this. It's been, I don't think I've been on since the very first one, so it's been a while, but I'm looking forward to chatting to everyone and seeing how they're feeling for the upcoming game.
Wicked. Before we bring Jake on, our Lincoln fan, I'm just going to recap quickly on last weekend because I wasn't on the Final Whistle episode, so I'm going to take a minute just to say to everybody that actually, for that last 15 minutes of that game last week, I didn't think we were going to concede. I was so comfortable. I just never felt like it. I've never been more confident in a Posh back line that we were going to see it out. We brought CJ on as well. And what position was he playing? It kind of felt like he was right wing, like he was gallivanting forwards. That was not what I expected to see from Carl Johnston. Then he goes and plays midweek and he scores two goals. What is this man that we've unearthed? Where has he come from?
I'd just like to highlight as well that a while ago, John, I said that I was over the moon to have Carl Johnston in our team. And John said that nobody would be over the moon to have Carl Johnston. And I'd just like to clarify that after he's added some goals to his game, clearly, perhaps he's a very good squad player after all.
Well, yeah, look, if Gustav can't get the goals, then maybe it will be Carl Johnston that we bring on up front. Just an idea, you know, crazier things have been said on this podcast. I refer back to Dell saying that we should play De Havilland at right back. And with that, I'm going to bring Jake in. And we can all say hello to him. Jake, good evening. How are you?
Good evening, chaps. Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Like I just said, I've just come back from Five-a-Side, where I've played with an ex-Lincoln and Posh player, actually, which is quite the combo as we line up this weekend. But yeah, no, I'm good, thank you. Excited for tomorrow. It's going to be a good day out. Lots of Lincoln fans coming, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing what you've got to ask.
Yeah, well, where shall we start? Shall we start with midweek? That was obviously quite a big one for you guys, wasn't it? And I think that's going to have a little bit of a knock-on, isn't it, on potentially tomorrow, 90 minutes against Premier League opposition?
Yeah, it was a great occasion, you're right, to host the World Champs. You know, the team that they put out, I think it was worth well over 300 million quid. When you look at everyone that played, you know, they had Enzo Fernandez in midfield, Wesley Fofana, you know, they had some top players in that team. And we did put a lot of energy in. But with the what is good at Lincoln now is we have squad depth. So the lads that are likely to start on Saturday actually started on the bench on Tuesday night. So I'm talking the likes of James Collins, probably Rico Hackett, Tom Bayliss is probably another one that will probably start but only played half an hour. So yeah, great event. I mean I don't know if everybody watched it, but first half we completely ran over Chelsea and probably should have been, but you know, more than one goal in front. We weren't. They turned it on for about 5 minutes and they turned it on. They were unbelievable. Tyreek George scored an absolute worldie. Buonanotte ran through our defence like they weren't there. And then they went back to being absolutely tosh, which was great. But a great event for the football club. We put ourselves in a good light. And we so nearly did it. Because, you know, if we had beaten them, I was very ready to come on here tonight and say we are the world champion. So not quite, but I'm sure there'll be another time and another go at Chelsea, I'm sure.
Yeah, let's look at our seasons overall, because we can't play the world champs every week. But Posh's season has been a bit up and down, and more down than up, really. But seemingly just before the Lincoln game, we've actually turned a little bit of a corner. We've gone two on the spin now and away to Plymouth, which is a difficult fixture. You seem to have been having, you guys have been having a stark opposite in terms of season. I mean, you're right up there third, I believe you are. Could you sort of say, you know, we saw glimpses, didn't we? If you, like, even last season, that there was progress being made under your manager. How's your season gone so far?
Yeah, really good. I think bar a couple of performances. I mean, I think we're sat third, but realistically, I think if we tot up the points where we maybe should have more. I mean, I look back at the Mansfield game, which we drew 1-1. We were 1-0 up, then Sonny Bradley gets sent off. We were in massive control of that game, probably win it 2-3-0 if we're not reduced to 10. Mansfield then, you know, they have an extra man, they pop the ball around, they find an equaliser because you're bound to when you're playing against 10 for 70 minutes. But it's been very strong. The thing about Lincoln this year, boys, is we score the first goal. I think in 7 of our 9 league games this year, we've scored the first goal. The only ones we haven't were Wimbledon, where we were beat 2-0 on the road, but we were down to 10 men again. But also Wigan at home a couple of weeks ago, where we went 1-0 down, Paul Mullin scored. But we did go 2-1 up in that game. So we are very good at scoring goals at key moments, which is a good sign. But yeah, it's been very good. Obviously, we're third in the league. We've won a lot of games. We've had some good results. I mean, Reading, Plymouth and Bolton were all teams that I thought were going to be decent. Luton as well, obviously, on the weekend. And yeah, we've been pretty decent. The Wimbledon game probably being the only outlier. But yeah, really happy with the start of the season. And you've got a cup run as well. You've got to play against Chelsea. So I don't think you can grumble too much.
No, but Jake, before we move on, we've got some curious listeners.
We have. I mean, I tried to play with you, Ashley, but you just had no idea, did you? It was
absolutely terrible when it comes to anything that's not literally within the last week.
It's probably a little bit before Max's time, I'd guess, as well. But maybe we could get the people guessing. A cultured central midfielder that moved directly from Lincoln to Posh and played for Rotherham in the Championship. If you can't get it from that.
Yeah. Shall we leave it there and let them come back to
Let's see if they get it, right?
Jake, can we rewind all the way back to that cold day in January?
Yes, please.
Look, I'm happy to give you the floor because I want to know how many of the players that played that day are going to be involved tomorrow. So if you want to recap on that game and just sort of rub it in temporarily.
I mean, it was class, wasn't it? I had a great time. To be honest, I wasn't really expecting that on that day. The way that you were, I thought you were going to be a lot better. But clearly last season was quite a disaster for Peterborough United, which I quite enjoyed from an outsider's point of view. But I thought it was a great day. There's a lot of players that are still there, certainly in terms of the goal scorers. Jackson's still about. Derek was still here, McGrandles, Bayliss, Hackett, Jeffries, House, Draper and Collins are all still kicking about. So a fair amount from that squad. But yeah, no, it was a great day. I mean, like I've said to you before, we naturally sort of struggle against Peterborough. I think of the year before where we drew 0-0, and if Joe Taylor had had his shooting boots, we maybe would have beat you by 2 or 3 that day, but we didn't. And I've never really seen us dominate a Peterborough side like we did that day. We were fantastic in every facet of the game. We outplayed Peterborough, which was nice, and scored 5 goals. And at that point, it was sort of like, right, our season's back a little bit now, because we always tend to struggle in the winter months and come back when the sun comes out a little bit. And that actually sort of kick-started our season again. I think from that point on, or at least early Feb, we were 8th in the form table from there to the end of the season. So a change in shape. And it all really culminated in James Collins coming into the football club. That was his debut, 10-20 follow that season, which was a great record. And he's carried on this year, 4-9. So, James Collins scores goals, as we all know.
Yeah, and he scored against Posh on New Year's Day in 2024, but we had the last laugh in that one. Two people got the right answer. Not so Posh got it as Frecklington. And John would like to call you out on your comments about Lee Frecklington being cultured.
Top player. Frex is a top player. We're talking about it today. Scored the penalty to send Lincoln to Wembley for the first time in the Checker trade trophy, which we won, which I know you guys are masters of winning at this point, so I won't flex it. But yeah, no, I think it's always better. You know how you have those academy lads that come through your team? Like, you'll have them now. You've got a couple, haven't you, in Mills and Donnelly. You're probably, at the end of their careers, you're probably going to think higher of them because they're posh academy graduates. And Lee is no different from one of ours. So, yeah, Frex is a culture. You don't play that long at championship level if you're not a good footballer. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, let's talk about rivalry then, because it's always a question that I like to talk about. And Lincoln's one of those clubs that have a rivalry with us. I was just wondering, when you look at, as a Lincoln fan, at your biggest rivals, is it Posh? Is it someone else? Because geographically, you're sort of in the middle of nowhere, aren't you? It's a little bit difficult to have those rivalries.
Posh are not our main rival, and I'm sure we're not yours by any stretch. Grimsby really are the one, obviously County, Scunthorpe are the main one, both being in Lincolnshire. Boston United as well, but they're too tin pot, pretty much like you playing against Peterborough Sports, I would guess. So, I mean, the thing is, right, when we got promoted out of League Two, Peterborough were just the closest game in League One. So I think naturally, you know, and we've had a couple of humdingers in the past, haven't we, like with COVID, other moments as well, where it's just a really easy ground to get to for both sets of fans. It's up the A1. It's not hard to get to. But I do think there's a little bit of bad blood, a little bit, obviously, with that Schmoddick's dive from a couple of years ago. Look, I don't like Posh. They're not my favourite. But like, I'm not too fazed by them. It's a big game because of where you are locationally to us. I don't think there's much more in it.
And I guess it's probably nice to go to a stadium that's not half finished as well, I would imagine. That's one of the next comments that's coming. When are Lincoln going to get a decent stadium? Any plans on that? And just quickly, Jay, before you go.
Go for it.
I would like to pass comment. You have obviously got Bobby Copping now working at Lincoln.
We have.
Do you get excited seeing 17 new sponsors every single day being posted on your social medias?
On LinkedIn, I absolutely love it. I just sit on work on LinkedIn at work and just look at what the work that Bobby's doing. In fairness, he has employed a couple of really easy on the eye commercial executives. So, look, I'm all for it at this point. I mean, can I return the question? Is that something that's allowed? Or, I mean, you know, I know you talk about our stadium, but I'm wondering when Peter United are going to start getting an atmosphere going at London Road, because it's one of, as an away fan, genuinely, and I think we are one of your bigger games in this edition of League One, right? So I'm expecting a bit more tomorrow. But like, every time I come to London Road, I'm disappointed with the atmosphere, like really disappointed. I know, and this is even when you beat us like 4-0. So look, we've got a half-finished stadium, but at least our fans are there singing for 90 minutes and probably have one of the best home atmospheres in the league. So I'd like to wonder when Posh might start singing, if that's okay.
It's a work in progress, and one that I am pushing very hard for myself, not as a man that loves to chant at games, but just to give people that opportunity. There's a little section of fans that are trying to build that atmosphere up, similar to what you guys have got in your standards to the right of the away end. Yeah, we've got our blue section. They started off small against Wickham. I was there at the front. I did have a good time, I must admit. But the next game that we look like we're going to see them is probably going to be Northampton, just because the club aren't fully committed to giving the GH to Posh fans every week, which is naturally the problem. Like, you'll hear lots of Posh fans say, well, the roof in the London Road end holds all of the atmosphere. That's a poor excuse, if you ask me. I'm not going to say that Posh is the best for an atmosphere, because people like me, I just like to go and watch football. I'm not too bothered about making a ruckus and all of that sort of stuff. I just like to, I sit in my wooden seat. I sit there on a Saturday. There's a pillar in the way of the goal. And I just like to watch football. So yes, you're right. Our atmosphere is poor, and I don't think you're going to get much better tomorrow, because I've looked at what tickets have sold, and it's not going to be particularly.
Is that why
busy.
They've made it pay on the day, do you think? Because we saw a tweet earlier where they've made it pay on. We've now become had available for pay on the day. So I wonder if that's maybe because you guys.
Yeah, there's not many games for Posh that aren't pay on the day if it's not going to be a sellout. I think that Cambridge and Northampton are probably the only ones that are all ticket. I think if you guys have sold up to 1,800 now, potentially, the GH holds like nearly 2.4K. So it's you're not going to get 600 people that wake up tomorrow morning and go, yeah, I want to come down. And you're going to get 60 maximum, aren't you? So I think that that's probably one of the things. They don't want hundreds and thousands of people turning up to buy tickets. So that's probably the reason why they've been made available, because ultimately there wasn't enough tickets sold in advance. But, you know, you'll get the nice stand tomorrow. You'll bring a good atmosphere, I'm sure. Talking about tomorrow, Jake, is there anyone at Posh that you're worried about?
I mean, I've got the inside scoop. I spoke to Harry earlier this week for our podcast. He let me know about Matt Garbutt. He was one that I had my eye on. Brandon Keller was someone that we were interested in reportedly in the summer. I think he's a really good player. And whether you've seen it at Posh fully or not yet, I don't know. But I think he's getting better week on week. I think you obviously have to worry about the goal scorers at the minute. Jimmy J. Morgan is in the right place at the right time. I mean, I watched the goal against Plymouth. He's perfectly positioned to counter on that really poor sort of palm into his path from Ashby Hammond. So, yeah, I think you've got a couple of players. Maybe what, like it normally is with Peter, your players are really pre-peak, and I think now's a good time to play you, whereas at the end of the season, you figured out who are your better players, and they really start to progress and develop like Peterborough teams do in the past. So, yeah, I mean, those are the three, really. And Alex Bass is a good keeper. Like, I went and saw Notts County Wimbledon last year in the playoff semi-finals at Meadow Lane, with it only being an hour up the road, and he was impressive. As good as Owen Goodman, and I think that says a lot. So, yeah, I think you've got some good players. George Nevitt's another one. I like him. I liked him at Rochdale. He's maybe not had the Posh career he was expecting. Probably expected to replace Ronnie Edwards, but he's come in and had a couple of weeks. So yeah, you've got a couple of players that I'm keeping my eye on tomorrow.
Yeah, let's look at your team then, because I think, as we've said multiple times, it's been a bit of a rough patch for us, and this formation change and personnel, and I think, in my opinion, there isn't one player that was going to cause you a lot of damage. It's the togetherness that we've got now in this team, and the way that we can build up every single player can be a threat in their own right. But I'm sure you've got a number of players that we're going to have to worry about when, as well, to avoid what happened in that cold night in January again.
Yeah, probably case and foremost this year, James Collins again, goal scorer at this level. I think he's just reached over 200 EFL goals now a couple of weeks ago. So he's one that's in form. Collo's scored two braces this year, so when he does score, he tends to get another one on top of it. In terms of players that are in form at the moment, Rob Street is a really good young player that it's technically his birthday today. So happy birthday, Rob. But he's a threat. He scored the goal against Chelsea in midweek. Ben House, he's coming off some good form, scored twice against Luton. And other players really that maybe don't get the mention, Colin McGranville's in midfield this year has been, like, I thought we were going to struggle. We lost Ethan Arahan to Bolton, and I was petrified going into this season because Ethan Arahan was a really, really good player. And Colin McGranville has massively stepped up in that role next to Tom Bayliss. And then you've got your usuals. Sonny Bradley at the back's been massive for us since coming in from Derby. It was really good for Wickham last year. And then Tendai Dariqua as well. He's had a really good start to the season, but he was classed last year at right back. If I can, finally, George Wickens, the goalkeeper, very good in goal this year. He's massively improved on last year. But yeah, I mean, we've got lots of good players at the football. This is the thing now, we've got good depth. So we've got players on the bench, like our club record signing will be on the bench on Saturday. I would imagine Ivan Varfolomeyev from Ukraine. We've got Justin Abitku to come on. We've got Frankie Okoronkwo, players like that, who Freddie Draper to come on and impact things. So, yeah, this is probably one of the best Lincoln City squads that we've had in a long time. The options are, it feels ridiculous, but yeah, it's giving Michael a headache or two. So Posh fans have a few names to look out for.
Yeah, well, basically 18 by the sounds of things, James. I've got worried all of a sudden. I've gone from confident. This is normally the way that these shows go. I start off pre-prelim and sort of think, yeah, we're gonna win tomorrow, and then sort of by the end of when we've had our guest on, I'm thinking, oh, we might be stuffed here. I might need to change my prediction. I've got a question that I wanted to ask you, but I just want to pull up some of the more of the comments for everybody to see. Toba says that he can't stand Lincoln.
Tobias. I remember sending him a tweet after we beat you 5-1. I think he enjoyed that.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm sure that he nibbled back at you. Lincoln, well, praise for the Lincoln Stadium. There was actually some actual toilets rather than the free portaloos in the away end. Rafty reckons that the posh atmosphere actually isn't that bad and wants to know when you're going to get a hearing aid. Tomorrow may be the day, you know.
I hope so. I hope that you come at us and give us a decent atmosphere. But every time I've been to London Road, I've walked out wanting more. Not more goals for Peterborough, can I make that clear? But just more atmosphere would be nice. Even when you're 4-0 up, just have a sing, have a dance. I mean, you're at the football.
And then last one, not so posh again, not happy that you're only bringing 1,800. I'm beating in 7. Is that right?
In the league, we've not lost a second. Yeah, obviously we lost on Tuesday. But yeah, look, Lincoln aren't a big football club. I don't know how we're meant to magically grow supporters overnight. I think 1,800 is a better turnout than last year. So I'm going, so don't give me any stick. So I think that's how it works, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you've done your bit, haven't you? As long as you've got a car full or you've got some mates coming on the train with you.
I'm bringing my boss, who's not even a Lincoln fan, to the game tomorrow. So that should be fun. Oh,
cop out. That definitely doesn't count. That's -1 off of whatever attendance I see tomorrow. Jake, I listened to Fergie's interview and he said that Lincoln are a team that aren't bothered if they don't have the ball.
Correct.
Is that a fair comment? How are we going to see Lincoln play tomorrow?
Yeah, we are a team comfortable being out of possession. Michael Scabala has come out and said it. I think last year we had the 23rd highest possession in the league. I think Wrexham were the only team that had less possession than us. And look at what Wrexham did last season. They got promoted by playing that style of football. I think there's so many stigmas that by having the ball means you're in control of the football match. I think you can be in complete control of a game of football without having the football, if that makes sense. If you can press and if you can make your opponents play the ball in areas that are nowhere near your goal, I think that's just as clever as having the ball. Because, I mean, we saw it with Chelsea the other night where they completed like nearly 800 passes, but they're all pretty much in their own two-thirds anyway. So, look, I'm more than happy to give Peterborough the ball. Absolutely fine. We're very, very effective when we have it. And that's then for your job to try and stop us, which a lot of teams have found difficult this year. We're, like I say, very aggressive on the press, very direct. And again, I don't see an issue with that. We know what we are and we play to our strengths. And I think if you're going to get in the playoffs or if you're going to do well in this league, you have to play to your strengths. And we've definitely done that. So I expect Peterborough may have 65-70% of the ball tomorrow, and it doesn't concern me massively at all.
Yeah, it's actually interesting you say that, because I was just going to hook on the end of your point there, that actually in our last two games, the other side have had more possession than us, which is especially over the last two seasons, you could very rarely say that, that we're getting outpassed or dominated in possession-wise by other teams. We had 34% against Plymouth and 45% against Wickham at home. So even at home, we didn't want the ball as much, although you know, it's a 5% here or there, you know, in terms of that stat. But we definitely look far more defensively solid. I think that's Fergie's plan at the moment, is to, we are a team low on confidence, but drilling us into this extremely disciplined defensive system has sort of made it so that we can get back on our feet before we try and start playing again, as per DMAX podcast, is that I think the long-term plan is eventually we are going to go back to the 70% possession, high pass rates, high intensity football, but for now to grind out those wins. So it could be a very interesting game, actually. I don't think it's going to be one that usually is the way when it's Lincoln or posh, or it's going to be a usual posh away game for you. I think you're going to see a very different posh side that you're probably used to seeing.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have gone three at the back, haven't you, in the last couple of weeks, which I've noticed. And it's typical of you guys to get bang in form before you play against us, which I'm not very happy with. So thanks. Appreciate that. But yeah, no, I think, look, taken away from what I saw of Peterborough last year, which was a defensive shambolity, if that's even a word. I'm going to make it a word. I mean, you'd fall to pieces at set plays and things like that, which we were very strong at last year. We scored 30 set play goals last season. And when you guys came, you were crumble, like apple crumble in the penalty area every time we put the ball in the penalty area. So I think Fergie stripping it back when you're at the start of your cycle is quite clever from him, actually. I think you can add the flamboyancy. You can add, when you've got confidence in those players like Karel Lisby or Thrif or players of that ilk that are more, maybe Cloudy Lolos, etc., then I think you can then start to add that to your game. And then we might start seeing Peterborough really go for teams like we saw them like maybe 3 or 4 years ago, rather than playing, marginal football like you are at the moment. But you've got to learn the basics, right? You've got to do the basics right, or else you're going to go, you'll end up down and in League Two, which I'm sure you don't want.
No, you are massively right. I was very concerned. Not as concerned as some of the other hosts that we have on this podcast at the start of the season, but at the end of August, it was looking grim. But fortunately, transfer deadline day appears to have put some positivity into Peterborough United, and I hope that we continue that tomorrow. Jake, all guests that come on Countdown to kick off before they disappear, need to give a score prediction if you can, and if you think that Lincoln are going to score, who the first Lincoln goal scorer is going to be, please.
You see, the thing is, actually, I know Lincoln are going to score, and we tend to score the first goal. And we did last year, from recollection. It was a lovely team goal, finished off by Ben House. Who do I think is going to score the first goal? I think Rob Street. I think Lincoln are going to win by 2-0, and Rob Street is going to score the first goal. Look, we need to get back on the horse. We had a very good win over Luton last weekend in the league. Confidence is really high. And I think, I think this is a game where if we have serious ambitions of getting in the top six, which I believe we do this season, then, the Peterborough are a side who I think are in an, when you talk about teams, you talk about they're in stages. Harry said this the other day on our podcast. Lincoln, I think, are maybe a step or two ahead of Peter at this current time. There's no means to say that I think you guys will be there alongside us in a year, 18 months or whatever. But I just think we're a little bit further down the line. We've got more experience in the team. We've got a lot of EFL games. I wouldn't be surprised if we maybe got three times the number of EFL games in our 11 tomorrow compared to what you do. That's just how we are at the moment. So, yeah, I'm going to go 2-0, Rob Street to score again. And I can finally walk away from London Road a happy man.
Yeah, do you know what? It always concerns me when fans say, I need my team to get back on the horse when they're 7 unbeaten in the league. Like, that's concerning, isn't it? Like,
It's one defeat in the cup, which we could have won. So I think it's we need to get
you're
back
still,
on that.
Yeah, but you've not fallen off the horse. You're still on it, aren't you?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
I don't know. The horse is shaking us a little bit. We need to strengthen our grip a little bit. And look, if we win tomorrow, we could go top of the league again. So if you need a, and it's Michael Scabala's 100th game in charge of Lincoln tomorrow. So, the stars are aligning for Michael to sit top of the tree on his 100th game, which would be lovely.
Yeah, well, do you know what? I hope, Jake, that he doesn't. And I hope that your train journey down via Spalding and all the posh fans get on is fantastic. I hope that your trip to Draper's Arms and Charters is fantastic. But I hope that your visit to London Road and that lovely GH display stand is, quite frankly, terrible. But, we'll find out come 5 o'clock tomorrow, won't we?
Absolutely.
Wicked. Thank you, Jake. Thanks for joining us.
No worries.
For coming on.
Take care, guys. Good luck with the FCA award as well, may I add. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Speak soon. Right, let's just go straight in. Let's get Zach on. I can't see Zach. Oh, I think Zach's connection's dropped out. He's frozen. So let's do what all good people do in life and let's fill. Let's feel like there's no tomorrow. Okay, he's moving again now. I'm going to try again. Oh, this is not looking good, is it, Zach? You are on like 1994 dial-up internet by the looks of things.
I'm back.
Yeah, you there?
Can you hear me now? Yeah, I'm here now.
Yes, we can. We can. We can.
My connection is absolutely shocking. Forgive me for that. That's fine.
Yeah, Zach, am I right in saying that you don't live in Peterborough?
Connection's going again. This is really good. Give me a sec.
Okay, right. What we're going to do is we're going to take Zach off for now. We're going to go back to filling. Max, after speaking to Jake, are you any more confident or less confident than you were before?
No, I'm pretty confident still. Look, I think it's going to be a tough game. I 100% agree with that. This is going to be a real challenge. Again, Lincoln are flying at the moment. But I just think too many stars are aligning for it to go perfectly for them. There's a spanner in the works, and I think it's us that's going to be that spanner. Even if we can get a draw, a result here is fantastic for us. I talk about all the time continuing this momentum that we've built. You know, Plymouth away, Wickham at home. It's two wins on the spin. Our players need to build this confidence. And, you know, if Jimmy J. Morgan's instinct can get us a goal and we can soak up pressure, if Matty Garbutt can display this excellent amount of skill and ability that we've seen from him so far, and he can continue to perform at those levels, I think we've got players on the board to really give Lincoln a good game and ultimately try and get a result against them, because I do think it's going to be a tough game. Imagine
whether I want to say that I'm confident or not. I don't know whether I want to say that. Zach, we think he's ready. We're going to drop him back in.
At take number
there
two.
There we go.
Here we go.
Good evening, Zach. Please tell us the question I asked was, you don't live in Peterborough, do you? He's gone again. You couldn't write this. Look, this is the live. This is the live thing. Right, but what I'm going to do is, I've had somebody message me. I've got a backup plan. Max, you need to fill the screen for approximately 30 seconds whilst I send this message.
Okay. Hello, everybody. Let's talk more about Lincoln. Speaking to Jake, it's actually interesting, isn't it, that he's talking about a lot of these players. And I wonder... with Skubala, we've seen Lincoln's transformation, haven't we, over the past few years. They were struggling, and then Skubala came in. They had that really big turnaround, and obviously last season they were playoff pushing. I presume this season their aim will be the playoffs. You know, I think, again, a result, and not so posh as said it here, look, a draw tomorrow, one more similar to the Bradford game. I'd love that. To get a draw, a win. I've gone 1-0. I think if we can keep back-to-back clean sheets as well, and, you know, we talk about our players. You've got Alex Bass, who we know is getting better and better, and hopefully his kicking will improve on home soil. We've got O'Connor, who's been absolutely fantastic. Same with George Nevitt. And ultimately, I think our defence is there to try and give them a clean sheet. Ed says Lincoln are not getting first place tomorrow. Well, even if they do beat us, I think results have to go their way. I don't think it's automatic. So hopefully, even if they do win, we're not going to let them get first place. So let's see. Again, tomorrow's tomorrow. We'll have to wait and see. But I'm hoping for the best, and hopefully our defence can come in and get us back-to-back clean sheets.
I'm with you. I'm just reading the comments and Zach is getting rinsed. Howard Moon says that his Wi-Fi is an antenna in a potato. Rafty reckons there's Russian hackers. Ben, this is a problem with this. This actually really made me laugh. Zach uses Internet Explorer. What an insult. But like, simply sensational. This is one man we will not be discussing tonight. Let's get that crystal clear. And then I'm going to pretty quickly pull that one up, but we will come back to that. look, Lodz is just on the attack. Right. We think third time lucky that Zach is going to be able to join. Drum roll, please, from everyone.
I'm not holding my breath, but it works.
Yes, but I've got a backup lined up if it does drop out for the third time, because you get three chances.
And I'll take that.
Zach, please tell everybody that you don't live in Peterborough for the third time.
I don't live in Peterborough, no.
And I don't need you to tell everybody where you live, but am I right in saying that you would probably be better off supporting Stevenage with where you live?
I guess to an extent, yeah. But no, I know I've gone to more Peterborough games. I've enjoyed more Peterborough games, and yeah. So,
how long have you been a Posh fan for, Zach?
I must admit, not hugely long. I'm not like a lifelong Peterborough fan. When I grew up, my granddad, I never actually met him, but he was always a huge Man United fan. So I had a lot of Man United around me when I was growing up, just sort of when I looked through his stuff. Just sort of followed them, gone to a few games, but I found it so hard to go to, and I've always wanted to go to football. So I found myself going to like random games here and there to try and tick off grounds. And then I went to, it was first day of the season, I got a first day of the season buzz. I went to when we played Morecambe and we beat 3-0. I think it was 3-0, but Sheffield Wednesday season. And I had a great time, and I thought, it's so accessible, this is so like mint. So I came back, and yeah, I've been ever since then, I've been a bit obsessed, to be honest. And yeah, I wouldn't change it for the world, even if we were horrendous last season and this season don't look proper, to be honest. So.
Let's talk about the game. I'm sure in my rambling while we were trying to get your internet sorted, I've probably spoken too much and everyone's sit to the back teeth of the game already, but let's sort of talk about that. The game tomorrow, what is your thoughts? What are your feelings? Are you worried? Are you anxious? What's going through your mind about the game tomorrow?
I mean, I'm always worried and anxious watching Peterborough, because you never know actually what's going to happen. It could be 4-0 loss, it could be 6-3 win, that you just genuinely don't know. That's the fun of it, really. I think I tweeted about earlier, I think for the first time this season, I'm going to a game looking forward to watching. I think the last couple of games, the performance has been together, as we've already discussed. The team looks like it's gelling a lot more. I think we've got a lot more stability. I don't want to say confident, but I've been far more assured that we can get something tomorrow. So I am looking forward to it, yeah. I'm expecting a similar performance in the last two, a fighting performance. We have to be Lincoln, obviously a good side, having a good season. I'm looking forward to it. We'll see. But far more looking forward to it than the last game we went to and the previous games I've gone to in this season, so yeah.
Yeah, which player, you talk about excitement, I'm completely with you. I think actually I was excited to go to Plymouth away, missing Wickham. I was really excited to see if we can get a win and also dispel any rumours that I was a curse. What are you looking, when you talk about excitement, is there a certain player that gets that excitement for you? Are you excited to go and watch someone, or is it just the team in general? Is there any players that you're worried about on Lincoln's side as well, scoring any goals or causing us a headache?
Personally, from our perspective, I think the new formation worked really, really well. I think Chiesa started really well back into his formation. He looks dangerous. I think the two strikers, to be honest, I think Leonard's time will come. I know he got a bit of stick for missing the penalty and he gets a bit of pressure because he hasn't scored yet. But I was speaking to a fellow Posh fan and she was saying that, Lindgren's getting the same stick and he hasn't scored. And I'm saying, well, Lindgren's shots are like either completely missing the target or really tame. Whereas Leonard's been denied by two pretty good saves, to be honest. I mean, the penalty was a good save. I think the one that Jimmy J. Morgan put in against Wickham was a good save. And I think his time will come and it could see it tomorrow. I think he's shown promise. I think JJ Morgan is the player that people have wanted. He looks like he's already loving playing for the club. And he's only played 3 or 4 games, so can't go wrong there. But I think just looking more attacking going forward, I think early doors in the season, we had to look at the team sheet and see Abraham Otto and think, okay, right, so nothing's coming off that side. And I know he could be back tomorrow and he's a bit of Darren Ferguson's love child, but you never know. But I like the idea that we've got a bit going forward now. So seeing what they can do. I don't know if Frith might be involved tomorrow, even if it's for a short burst, but he won't be involved again. I'm quite sure.
Definitely not. He's out for another month, Fergie said.
Oh, is he out for another month? Oh, my God. That's a shame, because yeah. I think that was after Bradford, and he looked really good coming from the bench against Bradford. So just our luck. But Yeah, going forward, I think in terms of worrying, I mean, Josh listed pretty much their entire squad, but there's some decent players on their side. Obviously, Collins scored a few goals. I think Freddie Draper's a decent little player if he can come off the bench. I think tomorrow we have to be switched on for the 90 minutes because I think they've got players in all positions that can cause us issues. Sonny Bradley especially, and given our weakness has been from corners over the last couple of seasons, maybe not recently, and I think we've got a better attack in the air now with Lees and Nevitt and Bass is more of a sure keeper. Still think you never know what happens when those corners come in. I still get nervous whenever I just can see the corner, I can't lie.
Yeah, going back to Harry Leonard, I do sympathise with him a lot because, like you said, there is a bit of pressure on him. But actually, and they mentioned it when they recorded last week's Final Whistle episode, is that he brings so much more to the team than we've had before. And that may just be a two-striker thing. But actually, yes, he's not put the ball in the back of the net yet, but he's still helping his teammates out. There was that one, wasn't there, towards the end of the game where we'd conceded a corner, like you said, you're worried about. He was literally threw himself in front of the ball. And there's been times gone by where we've not seen that from Posh Player. We've not seen that desire. We've not seen that commitment. And it's actually really nice to see that, yes, it's not going the way that he wants it to as a striker, but he's still putting in the work for his 10 teammates on the pitch, the manager, the fans in the stands as well. So I think that he'll very quickly become a fan favourite. Obviously, flavour of the month at the moment is Jimmy J. Morgan. That's hard to argue against. He's, what, 3-3, isn't he now? So you can't argue against that. You want your players to all put the ball in the back of the net. But Harry Leonard's time will come. You mentioned Otto. Do you think that he gets in the squad tomorrow after coming back from injury?
I mean, if we're being brutally honest, he shouldn't. Because I think the players are in the squad currently have shown enough to stay the exact same squad bar any niggly injuries. But Fergie loves him. I don't know what it is, but Fergie really does like him for some reason. I know he's put in the odd good performance. I was at Crawley away last season when he scored his hat-trick and everyone thought, finally. And he had not a terrible end to the season, but I don't see how he gets ahead of any of the players currently playing, to be honest. So, no, is my brutal answer, but I wouldn't be surprised if I did see him on the bench.
I think it's when we talk about Abraham Otto, isn't it? It's how are we going to change a game? And although that might shock you when we're talking about Abraham Otto in terms of changing a game, I'm more talking about the fact that we've got Mendy who plays off the left, Chiozza plays off the right. You know, by any stretch of the imagination, if we think of them as both rounded, if we're looking to really go for a game, like you look at the problems Kean Hayes caused Plymouth when he came on, because ultimately he's a winger playing at wing back and he's going to push high up the pitch. He's going to pin the fullbacks in. I would imagine that Abraham Otto will try and accomplish the same level of impact. And that's why we will involve him tomorrow. I think he will be involved by some stretch of the imagination, and especially if we're 1-0 down going into the 70th minute and we want to bring a winger on, we've got Abraham Otto to go in and try and do a job there. Obviously, for me, I'm a big fan of Kean Hayes. I think Kean Hayes will do that job. But if we want to bring two on and play Hayes on the left and Otto on the right and play two wingers at wing back to really go for a game, I don't think I'm opposed to that, having attacking subs. And I think that's probably Abraham Otto's route back into the squad, isn't it? Is trying to bring an impact to games.
I agree. I just think it's that whole, like, I think Lincoln will have it tomorrow. Let's say Lincoln are chasing the game with 1-1, or even if they're losing by the sub time in the 60th, 70th minute, they've got the players to come off the bench that can go, okay, cool, I can see him changing the game. I just don't. If I'm sitting in the stand at 1-0 down or 1-1 tomorrow and I see Abraham Otto coming on, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to be like, right, okay, I'm feeling this. You know what I mean? Whereas Kean Hayes, as you say, I can definitely see Kean Hayes. I mean, he's proved it twice already this season and last season when he came on. And I guess it's just a feeling type of thing. Don't get me wrong. I mean, Otto could come back from this injury and turn into what D-Max seems to think he is, or thought he was anyway. But you never know. I'm not too confident, but I'm happy to be proven wrong.
Yeah, do you know what? I'm going to pull up some comments just because obviously Lisby and Lolos, both not in the team pick, they were ill. But
yeah, there's a few Lisby players was.
Yeah, I think, well, so definitely those two. Then Chatfield, the doctor slash physio, and then Lewis Keeble, and then obviously the other four that are banished at the moment. Lisby didn't make the squad last week because Ben Woods replaced him. So I don't see him being in the squad tomorrow. I think that Ben Woods is the first midfielder that we've had since probably the start of the season, or since certainly De Havilland and O'Brien Brady have been in the squad. I don't see a way back in for him. I think that the one that is going to potentially be the, is, are we sure on him, is Lolos, because obviously if he's been ill, then he's not trained for a few days. They said, Fergie said that they were doing COVID tests just to make sure that they didn't have COVID and things like that. So if Otto is going to come in for anyone, I think it's going to be Lolos. But then I think that you lose that physicality that Lolos brings. Well, you definitely lose it, don't you? If you bring on, if you're swapping it from Abraham Otto, it's polar opposites, isn't it? So I think obviously lots of comments talking about Kean Hayes. You're both right, aren't you? If there's one man that can come on and can raise the crowd that was on the bench last week, it's Kean Hayes. And he's doing that from a slightly different position in left wing back, but he was still getting forwards last week. He had the support from O'Connor as well. So I think there's not going to be a massive amount of change tomorrow, I don't think. I think that we'll probably see Otto midweek. Obviously, that's another thing to sort of look ahead to. We've got Aston Villa midweek. Other than that, I don't think there's going to be too many changes. I think that Fergie's quite happy with what he's got. Zach, a few questions coming in. Ed wants to know who your favourite... Actually, I know the answer to this. Go on, tell everyone.
Well, if you follow my Twitter, it's Archie Collins, and I know he's going soon, and I'm just waiting for that moment and cry a little bit. But yeah, it's Archie. I just think he's Mr. Consistent. I think he's been a very solid part of that midfield, and I think he's going to be important this year. He's one of those. I think you said it in a previous podcast. If you don't see him or you don't notice him, it means he's having a really good game, and I can tell that even though he's obviously settled the club, look, I'm not signing a new deal. He's still giving everything for the shirt, and he still loves playing for the club. And to be honest, I'll take that, because he could easily do what a lot of other players are doing. I know it's an upper echelon league. I'm not comparing to ESAC and stuff, but he'll just drop tools and just go, yeah, whatever. I'm getting my move soon. But he's still playing. He wants to play. He loves football. And yeah, he's Mr. Consistent, to be honest. And yeah, I love a bit of Archie, to be honest.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. He is where we've seen in last season, definitely players that down tools in Poku and Kipriano and Ricky J. Jones. We've not seen that from Archie. He's not been at his best by any stretch of the imagination. But now that he's got the support around him, he's got a solid three players behind him. He's got two strikers ahead of him. The people that he's playing with are good enough, aren't they? So I think we'll see him get back to his best form. And I still live in hope that he is going to sign a new contract. I think that if we can drag ourselves out of this rut and put ourselves into a strong position towards the back end of the season, I think there's a chance. I really do. Lots wants to know, Zach, but if you are going to make an appearance on Dell's Diaries tomorrow.
If I see Dell, I'll happily make an appearance. I see some of you popping about.
Half one till two in the fan zone usually is the best time to catch Dell. So if there's anybody watching that wants to make an appearance on Dell's Diaries, please do catch in there. Zach, are you going to be in the fan zone between half one and 2 o'clock?
I haven't timed it. Maybe, to be honest. Again, my missus likes to sort of get in early and just sort of settle down. So probably go for a drink in the fan zone. So if we're around there, absolutely, I'll find Dell. Fingers crossed.
I just want to quickly go back to, we were talking about Archie Collins signing a new deal and making changes. I just wanted to know, Zach, what your thoughts of Ben Woods are going into this game. I said on the podcast last episode, I think he deserves to start. I think Keller's going to be the one to drop to the bench, and I think we're going to see Woods start against Lincoln. Do you think Ben Woods should start? Do you think he showed enough against Plymouth? But also, when we talk about Archie Collins's contract, not only do we have to drag ourselves out of this rut, but do you also think the midfield reinforcements and the squad reinforcements, is there a vision that Archie Collins could see? Because although it might be delusion, I think we're far more aligned as a club at the moment in terms of personnel on the pitch and playing style, that maybe Archie Collins might want to stick around for another few years.
For Ben Woods, I think there's definite talent there. I think we saw that in his short stint against Plymouth. I was excited to see him. I think he played really well. I don't think he starts tomorrow because I think not that I think he's capable. Don't get me wrong. I think Fergie will stick with the same midfield. It seems to be working, but I wouldn't be surprised if he did make another appearance. I think it's a good issue to have for Fergie now because I think before deadline day, especially, the options were really sparse, and in terms of talent, it was also really sparse. I think it's a good option to have players like Woods on the bench and to potentially come on or even come into a starting 11. I don't think he'll start. Don't get me wrong. If he does start, I'm not going to be completely opposed to that. I'm excited to see him play tomorrow. I presume he does. And I think he does change the change the team even. Archie, I think if we had the contract talks with Archie later, or if this squad was the opposite way around, if we made the really good signings at the start of the window and left sort of the mid-signs towards the end, Archie would, I think you're right, I think Archie would definitely be more inclined to sign because, again, we've got a much better midfield around him now, a much better attack, obviously a much more stable defence. And I think, obviously, he's rejected it and before deadline days happened and the game's again. So maybe he would sign again. And I think if Ashley's right, we do drag ourselves out of this rut we're in and there is a clear vision and clear improvement maybe, but I still think he goes personally. I think too many of his, I'm not saying he's not friends with anyone in the squad now, but I think a lot of his friends sort of moved on now, and you can see him playing sort of the higher parts of the league. And if we're not going to get there, I don't see him staying another year, hoping we do personally.
Well, no better place to start than tomorrow. Zach, you've said that you're going. Can I get a score prediction from you? You know the rules. Hopefully you've submitted this already. If not, you need to get on the website and do it. Tell me what your score prediction and first goal score is then.
Yeah, usually I must admit I've been really negative this season. probably it's got me a lot of points, sadly, I guess. I've gone for a 2-2 draw tomorrow. I think there'll be goals. I can see us getting a result. I can see us getting a dogged fight. I can see a 2-2. And I can see us winning, but I'm going to go 2-2 to be safe. And I think Leonard gets his goal tomorrow. I think he's not hit the bar literally, but kind of twice with good saves. And I think he's in the right place tomorrow. Harry Leonard scores.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair. Zach, dodgy internet aside, thank you for thank you for spending your Friday evening talking to us. And hopefully that. See you tomorrow in and around the ground.
Hopefully see you tomorrow. Enjoy.
Thanks, Zach.
See you later.
Right. What's up next? It must be time to do our score predictions, isn't it, Max? I think so. No better time to mention the Next Level Barbell Club Predictions League. I'm going to put, like I always do, the graphic up on the screen. I'm going to read through everybody else's predictions, and then Max and I will discuss our predictions and what we think. But I must admit, it's very positive. Now, whether all the hosts feel like this afterwards, Chaz. 3-1 posh win, Jimmy J. Morgan. Dell straight away from the 2-2 again and gone for a 4-2. And I think he did go for 4-2 against Wickham last time. That didn't quite turn out, but Harry Leonard to score first. Harry, not as positive, but his namesake, he's going to get his first goal tomorrow. John, 2-1. Mr. Positivity now. The man that we breed our confidence around. 2-1 posh win, Harry Leonard again. Lods, the draw, he's not as confident. Now, look, Harry Leonard again for Lods. There's lots of Harry Leonards, me included. But I do agree with Zach and what Zach said, that I think there's going to be lots of goals. Max, you disagree with me, having had a quick look at your prediction. Do you want to go through it, talk me through it?
Do you know, before I talk about my prediction, do you know what I absolutely love? That every single host's prediction for Fur is a striker. We've got Jimmy J. Morgan, Harry Leonard throughout almost all of the names there. And how good is that after complaining at the start of the season that we don't have a proven goal scorer and we don't, you know, hardly any of it was strikers scoring goals. It was either a thumping or a centre half from a set piece sometimes. You know, it was never sort of on the striker. So that's really nice to see. I don't think there's going to be a lot of goals tomorrow. I think it's going to be very much like Plymouth. I've gone Jimmy J. Morgan this week, and I have a funny feeling Harry Leonard will score because I can't seem to get them right. But I honestly think what's going to happen is one of our strikers is going to be there at the right time again, score a goal for us, and we're going to have another resolute defensive performance. And I think it's going to be hopefully another clean sheet. And can you imagine two clean sheets by the end of September? We could never have had that last year. And here we are, hopefully, fingers crossed, we can get two league clean sheets. Now, I know Lincoln are going to throw a lot at us They are yet to fall really during this league campaign. And even when they fall, it's only a little bit of a hiccup, so due to red cards. So that's something to look at. But I think I saw enough against Plymouth to have faith in our defence, to have faith in our structure and to have faith in our system, which is something I haven't been able to say this season. And ultimately, I think we're going to nick a goal and it's going to be another win on the board. And some, at some point, we're going to really start clicking. And I think Lincoln, we could see signs of us really getting in a groove.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed. I think we're pretty much there. I've done quite well of wrapping through all of the comments today, but there is one that I've just gone back and scrolled back. Sav has asked, where can we get some of our merch without doing it online? That is a great question. If anybody is after an Up the Poshcast pin badge, please see Dell tomorrow in the fan zone. He will have them on him, hopefully. And if he doesn't, and I'm hoping that he's watching this, I'll go and grab some because they're all in my warehouse. Unfortunately, the stickers, I think that you need to get them online. But other than that, I think we're there. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Thank you to Prime Vehicle Sales for partnering with us for this episode. Thank you to Jake and Zach for both joining us. If you haven't already, it's been there the whole episode. Please go and vote for us in the FCAs. I am desperate to win this. I'm desperate for success. So fingers crossed we can do it. We've had some great backing so far. We've had, obviously, a video from Archie Collins where I was stood behind him holding a gun to his head. But we are thankful for that. It would be great to win it. It's up in Leeds. We're going to Elland Road. We're actually, and I'm going to pre-warn everyone, it's going to be a little bit ropey because it's on the same day as Stockport at home on the Thursday. So Up the Poshcast might be muddied, but we may have won an award at the same time. So it would all be worth it. Fingers crossed. With that, I think we are done. Up the Poshcast.
Up the Poshcast.